we moved out of the farmyard and dug ourselves in, and we were there for like quite a long time there. And the poor cows there, they were getting, of course, cows, I don't know, cows have got to be milked. Look, they must be milked twice a day. If they don't get milked, they're in extreme agony. Owing to nature, I suppose, they must be milked. And of course, a lot of the cows had been hit by shell fire, and our officers gave us instructions to shoot them. They said, well, the poor things are in agony. And we had orders from the officers. He said, be careful what you're shooting at. Like, make sure to kill the cows. And then we had another instance where they were trying to dig a hole to try and drag some of these cows into these holes. We were trying to blow some holes with some 75 grenades and drag the cows in. But of course, as soon as we put a rope or whatever we had was handy on the rope, on the animals, of course, we pulled the legs. They were rotten legs. It didn't take long to go rotten. They pulled the legs off. That was another instance. We were trying to bury these cattle, and an American fighter came over, and he fired at us with cannon shells. So we got our identification strips out. As soon as he saw these identification strips, he veered off, but he fired at us, and a lot of the empty cannon shells fell round us. Fortunately, none of us were hurt there. We give it up as a bad job trying to bury the cattle. That was no good. It wouldn't work. But the smell was terrible.